Section 4. The Secrets of the Bedroom. Imagine that you are considering me for a job. You've seen my resume and think I have the necessary credentials. But you want to know whether I am the right fit for your organization. Am I a hard worker? Am I honest? Am I open to new ideas? In order to answer those questions about my personality, your boss gives you two options. The first is to meet with me twice a week for a year, to have lunch or dinner or go to a movie with me, to the point where you become one of my closest friends. Your boss is quite demanding. The second option is to drop by my house when I'm not there and spend half an hour or so looking around. Which would you choose? The seemingly obvious answer is that you should take the first option, the thick slice. The more time you spend with me and the more information you gather, the better off you are, right? I hope by now that you are at least a little bit skeptical of that approach. Sure enough, as the psychologist Samuel Gosling has shown, judging people's personalities is a really good example of how surprisingly effective thin slicing can be. Gosling began his experiment by doing a personality workup on 80 college students. For this, he used what is called the Big Five Inventory, a highly respected multi-item questionnaire that measures people across five dimensions. 1. Extroversion. Are you sociable or retiring? Fun-loving or reserved? 2. Agreeableness. Are you trusting or suspicious? Helpful or uncooperative? 3. Conscientiousness. Are you organized or disorganized? Self-disciplined or weak-willed? 4. Emotional stability. Are you worried or calm? Insecure or secure? 5. Openness to new experiences. Are you imaginative or down-to-earth? Independent or conforming? When our friends rank us on the Big Five, Gosling wanted to know, how closely do they come to the truth? The answer is, not surprisingly, that our friends can describe us fairly accurately. They have a thick slice of experience with us, and that translates to a real sense of who we are. Then Gosling repeated the process, but this time he didn't call on close friends. He used total strangers who had never even met the students they were judging. All they saw were their dorm rooms. He gave his raters clipboards and told them they had 15 minutes to look around and answer a series of very basic questions about the occupant of the room. On a scale of 1 to 5, does the inhabitant of this room seem to be the kind of person who's talkative, tends to find fault with others, does a thorough job, is original, is reserved, is helpful and unselfish with others, and so on? I was trying to study everyday impressions, Gosling says, so I was quite careful not to tell my subjects what to do. I just said, here is your questionnaire. Go into the room and drink it in. I was just trying to look at intuitive judgment processes. How did they do? The dorm room observers weren't nearly as good as friends in measuring extroversion. If you want to know how animated and talkative and outgoing someone is, clearly you have to meet him or her in person. The friends also did slightly better than the dorm room visitors at accurately estimating agreeableness, how helpful and trusting someone is. I think that also makes sense. But on the remaining three traits of the Big Five, the strangers with the clipboards came out on top. They were more accurate at measuring conscientiousness, and they were much more accurate at predicting both the students' emotional stability and their openness to new experiences. On balance, then, the strangers ended up doing a much better job. What this suggests is that it is quite possible for people who have never met us and who have spent only 20 minutes thinking about us to come to a better understanding of who we are than people who have known us for years. Forget the endless getting-to-know meetings and lunches, then. If you really want to get a good idea of whether I'd make a good employee, drop by my house one day and take a look around.